I saw that first half. I thought we were really, really good. I think we've dominated the majority of the first half. I thought we moved the ball really, really well. I had a lot of control in the game. You know, when we needed to press the ball, I think we changed tactics slightly and sat Gleese on his own and pushed two midfielders up a little bit higher to put pressure on them because we knew what they would try to do. So, and I thought that really, really worked well, and we nullified most of our attacking play. We got into some really good positions in the final third first half and just lacked a little bit of quality at times. And I think that's always the danger, that when you get into so many of those positions, but if you don't make one of them count and you don't capitalise on that advantage, then you know that a moment of quality at the other end can undo you. And to see them go off at half-time and get a little bit of a booing off the crowd and a little bit of unrest, I think told you really the way the first half went. Second half, fair play to them. They come out and changed it. They moved the ball a lot better second half and caused us one or two problems. But still, you know, the probably the best bit of quality all game, unfortunately for us, came from them. You know, it was a great ball in from Amavi. And the ball curls away from our back four because of the pace it has on it. Gusted comes in and arrives and scores with a thunderous header, you know, which I don't think there was an awful lot we can do about that. I felt we then responded really well again. Got in some great positions. I think Jacques Magoma gets into a wonderful position and really should do better. I'm not going to berate him for that because he's, you know, he's like everyone else. We maybe needed a bit more composure. But gets into a good position, and to score there to make it 1-1, we should have done, and that would have made the last 15-20 minutes a really, really interesting one. As it was, we chased the game, we tried our best, couldn't quite do enough to peg that goal back.
And Tim Shearer said you were taken by surprise by his half-time substitutions.
Really? Okay, well, I knew their team because somebody told me. We knew exactly what they were going to do, go direct, which I think also took the Villa crowd by surprise because I don't think they were too happy at half-time. And then, you know, you've got players like Grealish. I think their tactics didn't work first half, and I think they changed it because they were desperate at half-time. And fair play to them, they've got away with it. They've got a moment of quality, but the quality doesn't come from incisive play and tactical genius. It comes from a ball into the box and a header, you know, from a player that we dealt quite well with. So, I think it's very easy to say that, of course, isn't it? But listen, they beat us, and I've got no complaints with that. But I'm really proud of the players. I thought they did excellently well against a good Premier League side. You know, but we've given it everything, and we've just come up a little bit short in terms of quality. But listen, that's no disgrace.
You know, you mentioned the champion, Magoma. Let's be honest, he's not a Premier League striker, but a Premier League striker probably would have converted that chance.
Yeah, possibly. Possibly, and we got into five or six good positions first half, and I think with that you just want a little bit more positivity in the final third. I think Jacques Magoma cut in once and had a shot that flashed wide. He had another one that flashed just wide. I think Clayton got into a great position and could have perhaps shot a little bit earlier. Dimi exactly the same. So those moments, you've got to make them pay. But I just felt first half, you know, we got it spot on. Some of our running from midfield was really, really good. We closed them down in and around the halfway line and caused them a lot of problems. But as you know, like I said, a little bit of quality can undo you. And they showed that in that one moment.